With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
So, can you agree that the team as a whole is not ready to win a title?
Yes, but this is not the performance. I'll judge it.
We're not ready to win the Premier League. Can you agree?
Based on this performance, yes. But
no, based on all the past six games. Bro, we've won two wins. We've only had two wins in six games.
That's fair. Based on the past six games. But that's not the entire season. And that's not enough for me to conclude.
The entire season would be shit. If there was a better team this season, we'd have been behind them and would have been shit. Like, everybody has been shit.
If there was a better...
Just like last season, everybody was shit, but Liverpool was ahead. We're doing the same thing, but we're capitulating.
Well, they were a better team than Liverpool. Second half of that season, they would not have won the league. But they was not. So what's to say that they will be better?
That's what we're saying, bro. Arsenal is...
If you vex me, I'm going to win that league. I'm going to win the Champions League. That's for the
point. Talk anyhow before we collect that Champions League.
If you vex me,
if you vex Chelsea now, we go finish 11th. We will finish 11th, then win Champions League. Then everywhere is spoil.
Anyway, guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. everyone seems.
We don't start.
Cannot go. Point.
Episode of Five Aside with Soccer Takes with AK. I see my ups are celebrating.
No.
Listen, I'm upping. I'm not upping anybody.
What do you mean, please? Please, excuse me.
There's a lot of jollification going on.
No, how about?
But anyway, how's your week been, guys?
Konya, bro.
Bedu.
Bro, man, I'm so pained, man. No, you're not.
The only person pained is Daniel, and I think we should give him the floor to start with. And let's not waste anybody's time. Let's let Daniel start from there.
No, Daniel talks saying that he ain't got to do some consultations with Fernando.
I recall.
You won't make it here just day because waiting they see now.
See, I don't know if
he's going to really break him down for
us. He seems to have teamed up with my ops, bruv. Like,
come on. Hasn't teamed up with your ops.
I just say the truth. You are just delusional.
You are just one of those copium fans that reality doesn't set.
What do you mean copium?
You are a very, very...
Reality. Sam, what
apparently, apparently, you've been saying this rubbish for 3 years.
And bro, 3 years. You, about to be four.
Everybody's telling you that, like, guys, stop this, like, hopeless positivity.
I should not believe that my team can win the league.
Bro,
nobody saying you should not believe, bro. So but if they do rubbish, like, call it out. Stop always,
yes,
like...
I said they
like
did
backing them.
No, you didn't. No,
no you did not. That's not what you said in the chat, bro.
I'm reading my chat.
Check the record.
I am reading my chat right now.
VAR.
Arsenal is playing rubbish. I said that before the devil scored us.
Okay.
We played rubbish. I said that multiple times. So I know what you're talking about.
I was the first to call it out over the first 10 minutes.
And first half. What did I say?
I said, what I'm seeing so far, Arsenal, they don't look up for this game today. First of all, Real was missing simple passes that he would just control. He was missing it.
They missed one in the first minute.
Bro,
one thing that Arsenal is known for, when they're playing that match, no matter how bad they are, after 15-20 minutes, they will start create a chance, bro. They couldn't create nothing for the first
half. Bro, we had one chance on target, and it was Madueke's header.
Our first half was flat. The flattest I've seen this season.
But nigga, second half too.
Nah, shut up. Second half, we stayed with intensity at least. That was
second half. Okay, yeah, we did. But, bro, did we have any shot on target except from a header?
We were at least attacking. The second half we're attacking.
Bro, we were playing Brentford, and Brentford looked like the way better team. Bro, we were lucky to have come out with a draw.
Doing it. This same that you guys did that Brentford Chelsea when they played. They played really well, but we made it all about how bad Chelsea played. This team is actually really good. I don't think
I accept that. What about Nottingham Forest like a few weeks back?
That's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
Because we are pressing us.
But we drew though.
Brentford outplayed us. Nottingham Forest did it. Brentford completely outplayed us. That is not even arguable.
Okay. So can you agree that the team as a whole is not ready to win a title? We're not ready to win the Premier League. Can you agree?
Based on this performance, yes. But
no, based on all the past six games. Bro, we've won two wins. We've only had two wins in six games.
That's fair. Based on the past six games.
Six games.
That's based on the past six games. But that's not the entire season. And that's not enough for me to...
Bro, the entire season will be shit. If there was a better team this season, we'd have been behind them and we'd have been shit. Like, everybody had been shit.
If there was a better...
Just like last season, everybody was shit, but Liverpool was ahead. We are doing the same thing, but we are capitulating.
They were a better team than Liverpool. Second half of that season, they would not have won the league. But they was not. So what's to say that they will be better?
That's what we're saying, bro. Arsenal is meant to have taken the Liverpool spot this season. But we didn't. Liverpool did last season. That's what we're meant to have done this season.
You know what's funny?
We could still go and beat Tottenham 5-0.
Bro, everybody knows Arsenal, bro. If you have done something like three times in a row, are you not meant to do something different?
If you're meant to
have we done anything different?
Yes, we have way more depth. We are still 4 points ahead.
Have we done any? Bro, we don't. Let me tell you, we have enough depth. Let me tell you why I said we have enough depth.
Maybe we don't live here forever, man. Daniel, they cook. But the thing is, Daniel is cooking, man.
You think we have not done anything different? We spent $100 million on Dutch rice.
What
an extra winger. You see, we've not done anything different yet. We have their so-called depth.
No, I'm talking about in terms of like on the pitch. Yes, we've done things off the pitch to help us. That's why
2 seasons ago we don't even play the same way anymore.
Exactly, we play worse.
So we are playing different, but we are still getting more points.
Yes, but that's not going to make us win the league. I want you to understand.
Sorry,
we're still going to end up in the same fucking spot that we ended up last season.
I don't know if you know.
Second.
It's a suggestion. Pause.
February 2023, right? You had the same position you were at top of the league. Like the same exact date today. Mm-hmm. Like 2023, you had the same exact position. I hope you know. So this is what I say. You are doing it different and it's giving this. No. And
the exact we are
doing it different. We're playing different.
Also, What is worrying me is that you are not top of the league for any stats, including set pieces. You are not top of the league for any attacking stats at all. Like, I just hope you know. You are not. You are some of them, you're like 3-4. Some of them you are not there at all.
The goals scored.
You are not there at all.
In goal score, Man City is ahead of us. We just have difference. We have better goal difference because of our defense.
Yeah, like there's no stats. There's no attacking stats that you lead. There's no attacking stats that Arsenal leads. I hope you know.
Like, what are you saying, bro? Like, open your eyes. It's the same thing happening again. Like,
this opium of, you keep saying, there's something you keep saying that is kind of, there's something you say that I really don't think you should keep saying, right? I still think, right, the logical side of me, or not the banter side of me, I still think that Arsenal will edge the league. But hold on, only because this is not this. I've seen stronger Man City sides. That's the only reason. But there's a very, like AK always says, there's a very, very good world where you don't win anything. A very, 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 there's a very visible world where you don't win anything. One, you don't top the league in any attacking stats at all. At all. When Liverpool won the league, they scored the most goals. Like, no, you keep saying this thing. Oh, yeah, I lost my train of thought. You keep saying this. Oh, we are still first. We are still ahead. You are doing results-based analysis, my guy.
The same thing.
You keep saying, that's how you said we have 9 points.
The same thing you guys are doing.
Now it's 4 points.
The same thing you guys are doing.
Is Daniel's concern, are Daniel's concerns only concerns when it becomes 1 point or they pass you? Is that only the time you talk about it? That's why I'm asking you, because this pattern happens. This is the fourth year in a row, right? And you keep saying stuff like, we're first, we're still first, we're still third. No, everybody knows you're first. But the reason why we're laughing is because we've seen this film.
Bro, you guys keep saying times.
For real, man.
We never topped the league last season.
But the other 2 years, Nko.
We're second, though.
We topped the league last two seasons. Last time we topped the league was 2020-2023.
Okay, so you topped the league 2022-2023. What happened that season?
I'm talking about being runner-ups, bro. I don't talk about any topping. Like, we ended the season as second. Like, okay. I want you to understand. Three times
it doesn't matter the math.
And we might actually end up second again.
Three times in a row, three times in a row, seven in a row. It has happened before, not the first time.
Nah, nigga, it doesn't matter. It's happening now. What talk about now?
Right now. I want to see your face, bro. I'm your fan. Yeah, what the hell?
They say it's I'm your fan. You mean, babe?
I want to respond to Sam. Sam, you say something about... yeah, we're not topping any attacking team. People are saying that defense is doing title.
Let me catch you.
Goal scored. We are still second. I've been at first. We are definitely top two. So we are still scoring goals close to as much as City. At the end of the day, it's not as if we are.
Bro,
like,
nobody wins the league without scoring the most goals in the league.
That's never happened in history of Premier League.
No. I'm not saying that's never happened. You are not going to, if you are not, you are not getting it. Like these guys that they keep saying, oh, they won with best defensive record, right? They also were at least the best, probably the most goal scored in the league as well.
We are the most goal scored in the league, first or second.
Why not?
We are just last yesterday to still score.
No, we were not. Yesterday, we're not. I've been checking, bro. We are not.
Let's look at goal scored.
We were goal scored. We're ahead of City like maybe 3 or 4 games ago.
Guy, you're like,
see, like, in terms of goal scored this season,
City and Arsenal goal scored this season. We've been top two.
Yes, we have been second. Most of the time, not first. I want you to remember that. Okay, let's put the stats. If you're bringing up the stats, correct.
We have a way better defense than them.
Yes, we do. 100%.
That we are not going to win the league just because of we've not come on and say I disagree with you. I think we can still win the league right now, as of today. And you're saying result based analysis. Just against Leeds, I mean at Tottenham, where these people scored, where it's now congratulations Arsenal. All of a sudden, congratulations Arsenal. You guys just
let's be serious, when we're making
serious conversations, like my stance is always clear now. That's banter. Like if I come and say Arsenal are going to choke now.
Bro, let's be serious here. We're not joking.
The pod here is when it's serious. The pod, we cannot go and just be saying rubbish stats out there. When we're in the pod, we are serious. And seriously, you don't look so well.
How many games do we have left? Like 12 games left to go. We're only four points ahead.
I think for this Arsenal game, bro, listen, I understand. I get where you're coming from, Daniel. And I get where Farsad is coming from also, bro. You're not expected to play pretty every time. This same Liverpool went to Brentford on this same circumstance last season. And they grinded out a 2-1 win. I think it's 2 or 3-1. I think it was 2-1. GTEC Stadium is not easy, even when the atmosphere was frank. Under Keitan, they also have been doing very well. I think they've not lost in their past two games before they even played Arsenal. They are doing well. Thiago's having a good season. Damsgaard is there. It even starts today, bro. Those guys are doing well. My thing is, if you want to compete and win the league, these are games where you need to win. It's not about playing pretty.
I don't want to hear any excuses anymore.
You know that the most lethal weapon in this Brentford team is Kayode. He has the best long throw in the world, if not the league.
They are very physical. Everybody knows that.
I saw David Raya complaining to the referee that they were manhandling him. I say, see if they complain.
You cannot go to a match like this and then first 10 minutes, you're letting the whole world know that they're not ready to play ball. You don't look serious. I said this in my own quick review. I said, if not for Rice and Raya, you lose this game flat.
Yeah, easy.
I don't even think Rice was that
good. You want to win the league and then...
But Rice made some last-ditch tackles.
He gave away the ball so much in midfield. Our entire midfield loss looked so off the pace today. Especially
as we're saying this conversation too, as we're criticizing Odegaard, It's high time we say it out. Is Eze really an Arsenal? Is only Arsenal material?
My thing about Eze, yeah, is that one, we should not even be comparing Eze's place in the team to Odegaard. Because why? Odegaard has been in this team for how long now? Wait, let me finish. Odegaard has been in this team for how long now? Eze just joined us. Like, we can give him, like, any excuse. We can be like, oh, he's just integrating into a new team. Even though he has been in the Premier League for a long time. We can give him another excuse that, oh, Arteta doesn't know how to use him. But not fucking Odegaard, bro.
Who they on fire? Who they on stove? A Premier League player for years.
Okay. He cannot play with our team. Arteta needs to figure out how to play Eze.
You say something that not really click with me. What did you say? Eze was doing what?
Eze started this game as a 10.
Eze usually plays as a 10.
No. It's not fast as been clamoring for him to play as a 10 to replace Odegaard for a long time. That he was not a left winger. He's been starting as a 10 recently, and I've not seen one single performance for him that even makes him look remotely a player to play at this level. He doesn't seem to have the energy, doesn't seem to have the, like, the intensity. Everything just seems lacking from his game.
That's a problem to figure out. That's not my problem.
No, but
let me tell you the reason why I'm saying that.
He's the coach, though. Let me tell
you the reason why I said that. Because me, I've watched Eze in Crystal Palace. Bro, Eze, everybody knows Eze was Crystal Palace's best player before Mateta or whatever. At least these last two seasons. Eze plays for England. When Eze plays for England, that nigga be popping, bro. That nigga be passing. Bro, I watched Eze play for England.
Have you seen Norway? And I've seen Eze in England.
Wait. Let me get to my point. Yeah, you're saying Norway. Yeah. But my thing is that, my own main point is that Eze has not been in Arsenal for more than a year. Even more than 6 months. Not more than 6 months. So that problem is Arteta to figure out. My problem now is that our so-called captain is not even fucking starting. And then he comes on and then he cannot even fucking play the header. He's so weak in the penalty box. How many times have we seen that nigga be weak?
That's valid. I'll give you that one.
Like, what are you saying?
I'll give you that Odegaard is not playing well, but that's why he didn't start, because he's been playing rubbish. But the players who started too, they have to stand up and be counted as well.
That's fine. That's understandable.
That is valid. This is a squad game. Eze was meant to come in and improve us.
Eze played bad today, bro. Eze played really bad.
I can count off the top of my hand plenty more games that this guy has come in and replaced it, and we look better. All the guys still came in and we still look better despite him playing rubbish. His floor does not seem to be as low as Eze's floor. That's my opinion. His floor seems too far down. It seems too far down. Like when all the guys on the team, when all the guys come to the team, we still look better intensity wise. We look more like us now than when Eze is there. And that's the problem to me.
The problem is that we haven't figured out the best way to play Eze.
Daniel, may I feel like. Listen, we've watched football, but this is not our first time playing football. We've watched football for seasons now. Cucurella came at Chelsea, was the worst player that we saw at Chelsea that season. The next season, became our best player. You understand? We've seen players that the first season, the pressure, it happens. It's okay.
Oh, yes.
Now, my thing is, Arteta needs to find a solution, because if he does not find a solution fast, 4 points.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not. And look at the game that City played yesterday. Was it yesterday? Two days ago, against Fulham, right?
Yeah.
And those guys are back to their best. They look serious now.
They saw that they had problems in defense. They saw that they had problems in attack. They fixed it immediately. Immediately. Bro, look at my... Wait, sorry. Let me finish. Sorry. Me, I was even going to make another argument to the fact that, okay, Eze just joined our team. Bro, look at other players that just joined their own teams. Like, look at Liverpool. Wirtz is just picking up form because he's just finally gelling with the team. Isak is still on the bench. And he's like the most expensive striker in Premier League history.
He's injured. Isak is injured. Let me say
whatever, even if he was not, he'll still be on our bench because Ekitike has been playing really well.
Yes, but Vrets came from a whole different country. Eze plays in Crystal Palace.
As it stands like this, you guys don't have a 10.
Exactly. As it don't. Like this, and the best player we had is injured.
Eze
was having... If you guys keep saying
Arteta made the decision to bench Odegaard for a reason.
No. That's not my argument. My argument is not about him benching
Mustafi. So he did what he was supposed to do because he was playing badly. Eze, on the other hand, any problem we have in our squad can always be traced back to Arteta. He's the manager. But I will not pick and choose when to blame the manager. If Eze plays badly,
let me tell you. Okay, can I say why I blame the manager for this game?
Why?
Because I feel like the manager made... Still, you're saying, okay, yeah, is he Odegaard? But still, bro, like, at the end of the day, like, as a manager, the game can go sideways at first. But that's why you're a tactician. You're meant to, like, change the game, or at least attempt to try and change the game. Mm-hmm. I saw him remove Eze, brought in Odegaard. That's a like-for-like replacement. I saw him remove Trossard, brought in Martinelli. Like-to-like replacement. But I did not see him do anything about Gyökeres. I mean, Gyökeres played, like, today was, like, one of the best days I saw Gyökeres, like, do a good hold-up play. But what I'm seeing is that I want to see a change. Like, there's no way we can be doing like-for-like. Why can't we go for, like, two strikers? Why is Jesus on the bench when we can have Jesus that can come and bring in, like... We know Jesus used to do, like, some crazy shit and then he'll just go out of nowhere. We needed that factor. All our players, there's no factor there. And he now brought in Saka that has been injured for how long?
Say like to like. Which I agree with you in some things, but I agree with you in some things.
Okay.
Odegaard and Eze are not like to like. We played that thing a bit differently. When he came on, our intensity increased compared to what was the first time. When Odegaard came on. I understand. When Odegaard came on.
Bro, our intensity increased for that 10 minutes.
That second half, he gave a through ball he gave. In the middle, like by the side of the pitch, when he got the ball and put the ball over, and Trossard was put through, he didn't do anything with it. And our intensity increased for that first 10 minutes in that second half. We are pushing more, which eventually led to us scoring. That was a good change. Eventually, everything dropped. The one thing I disagree with him was bringing in Saka. I don't know what's because Maduka just scored a goal. I think Maduka had gotten some ginger, but I don't know why he brought in Saka that was not fit.
He brought in Saka, bro, from nowhere. Bro,
I understand Gyökeres playing. I also agree that this has been his
most have...
performance this season so far. I actually understand it because Brentford is a very, very physical team. Jesus is not doing shit in this game.
Okay, but is Odegaard doing shit?
Bro, why are you talking about Odegaard now?
Me, in my opinion, I don't see why he brought in Odegaard because Odegaard has not been doing anything.
Odegaard for how bad he was in this game was better than Eze was in the first half.
Bro, Odegaard passed for 10 minutes and that was it. My own argument for the second half, I can always say that second half, usually, teams tend to come out better than they did in the first half. So, if Eze was there too, who knows if he would have played better? Because that second half intensity, we're like, oh, okay, we have to get this. That's how Arsenal came in.
Who was driving?
It's not... Huh?
Who was driving intensity? The three chances we got, he was the one who carried the ball in the middle and rushed forward with the ball.
Okay.
He didn't see Eze do that at all.
Okay, so he did that for 10 minutes and disappeared and let them score.
He fucked up there.
But because, thinking, like, I don't... That's what I'm saying. Like, if I would rather another player comes in and then, like, at least give me that defensive game rather than just, like, being a weakling. And then we can do our set piece.
Eze was an Odegaard. So
bro, we still have Norgaard, bro. We still have... Bro, you can switch up the game. You can bring in 4-4-2. Why don't you do that? You could have supported your careers with Jesus, bro.
You want to score a goal, you bring in Norgaard.
I'm talking about in the whole game. I'm talking about... Now, I just said he could have played 4-4-2. We were looking for a goal. He could have brought in Jesus to support... what's his name? Gyökeres. That's what I just said.
Anyway, see, all this one is...
My thing is that I don't think... In everything I've said now, today, My thing is that, one, if Arsenal doesn't win this league, Arteta out. Number two, even if Arsenal wins this league, I don't think Arteta is the best manager to lead us forward in the next few years, unless next season he comes and does like some crazy ass shit that we're just doing open play goals anyhow. But my thing is that I feel like Arteta has done a very, very good job. Don't get me wrong, he has. But at the end of the day, I don't think he's the man to get us across the finish line.
I think if a club backs you up for 5 years, you should do a good job. I'm just saying.
Yeah, bro, it's been 6 years, almost seven.
6 years. This is our dispensation now. Whereby owners don't back up coaches anymore. If you give it five, 6 years, you should do a good job, bro.
It's hard not to back up someone in their third season as a manager. Wins you your most points total in your entire history. It's hard not to back them. I don't blame Arsenal for backing him. I agree that if he does not win this league, he should go. But I think that doesn't deny the fact that he's done a good job.
I don't see them sacking him, though. I think they'll still keep him.
Exactly. But I said he has done a good job.
So I'm not, no, Ike will say it's hard not to, but he's hard, like, why would you for 5 years? He did his third year. He broke our points record ever. That's no small feat. If he doesn't win this league, I think he should go. But I disagree with you in the sense that I think he'll win it. And if he wins it, I think that will crown all the great job he has done.
Yeah, 100%. But then the next season, if he does rubbish, he can get the fuck out. Because the reason why I'm saying this is that, like, yeah, we're winning games, but, like, I'm not enjoying my team, bro.
It's because you're stressed. We are in title race. We've not been.
Bro, we're in title race, but still, bro. Like,
you've not won it in 20 years. You're stressed.
No, it's from me. Don't understand, man. I'm not enjoying this team play at all.
Let's move on from Arsenal, please. Chelsea, one and a draw two. I beg.
Is it drawing week? If the league leaders can drop, why won't I drop? Who am I to drop?
That's fair.
But no, man, it was a painful one, man.
World champion like you, they enjoy, they call it leaders.
Nah. Why is a league that's a world champion? We never been a champion yet.
I mean, the fact is, I don't have a response to that, first of all, but if I'm a world champion, that's a fact, fair. But the thing is, I mean, it's crazy because it was a 5 minutes careless play that just messed us up, man. Like, Achimpong, I understand that you're young by age, but with the amount of games you've played so far, you're not a young player anymore, man. I think you've played about 10, 15 games, if I'm correct. Is it 10? Maybe 10 games, maybe, you know, professionally under this team. You've been playing with the top team, you've been training with this top team for, like, you know, I'm not even saying 10. No, if I had the Conference League games to it, you've played over 10 games, if I'm correct. You understand? Yeah, I just feel like that was a schoolboy error that you made, man. Clear the ball. Is it a foul or not? We don't know. But first things first, clear that ball. Secondly, Caicedo, with your experience and your, I know, and this, the, I think it's like a, it's a deputy captain. Like, you know, the amount of games you've played, man. Like, you know, that if you make any contact in the box, it should be up for VAR review first of all. That's a penalty. Why make that? It's very unnecessary. You understand? Those two things is what messed up our game that on Tuesday. But apart from it, we played a very good game. We were clamoring. Can you hear me?
You guys definitely outplayed them.
Yeah, like we were literally clamoring for
that poor power miss was crazy, bro.
Guys, we were clamoring for João Pedro, Estevao, and Cole Palmer, and we saw it on Tuesday. I mean, and we're seeing that these boys can play. And before I even go any further, Andrew Santos is a new revelation for everybody, man. Like, I questioned that move when we got him, but my God, man, boy oh boy, this boy understands he can play football, man. Like, anytime he plays with Caicedo, he just reduces the stress and the workload from Caicedo. Caicedo doesn't make unnecessary fouls, unnecessary tackles, like, and he has, like, the way, like, he makes all those, like, the goal that was scored, it was from Andrew Santos, and he beat the press with just one pass. You understand? He could have made simple passes to Enzo, Caicedo, but he beat the press with just one pass. And that just shows how much of a football IQ that boy is blessed with. You understand? So it was just a matter of that 5 minutes mistake that we are actually going to pay for. I don't know when. Because if I had won that game, I would have just tweeted league insights. Yes. I mean, if you are dropping points and I'm winning, anything can happen.
Guy, man.
And then the Kofana miss, man, is just it just one out of 99. Like I saw it again in slow mo. I'm like, that's how you have to appreciate football, man. Like, and I tell people, listen, man, I'm not trying to disrespect other sports, like, you know, like American football, basketball, but what about football, man? If you don't play football from the age of 8, I'm telling you, you cannot be pro. No matter how God wants to bless you. If, see, from the age of 6, 7, 8, if you don't play football, you can't be pro. Because look at that Kopama miss. He just missed his leg by just 1 inch, and the ball hit his shin guide. He just missed it by just by 1 inch. He watched it again in slow-mo. And if you notice, he cannot believe, because when he made the miss, he was in the net for 20 seconds. He was like, literally. Like, that's the beauty of the game, man. That's the beauty of the game. And it happens, man. But
I kind of get it, yeah. I think the ball bubbled up. I know someone was saying that it was harder. What he did was harder. But I mean, the way that, I think that ball kind of bubbled.
Caicedo made, it's like it's a square play, but up to square play. So that boy has to use your soul. If you don't use your soul to tap the middle of the ball, that's the way you can score that goal. Any other thing, it can be funny. You know, your cleats is, right? If you don't use the soul of the cleats to just feel it, that's all you need to do. Any other thing you try to do, bro, you can be a funny miss.
His face showed that he still was shocked, yeah.
It was 20 seconds. It was in that net for 20 seconds. Like, you can just say it was like, this thing just happened to me.
That Caicedo stuff he did for the penalty, that's something to, I guess, shows why he's a midfielder and not a center back. That's the kind of thing he does in the midfield. But I think he forgot what part of the pitch he was.
I feel like it's getting comfortable for me.
Can you imagine? Some people were trying to compare Rice and Caicedo. Can you imagine?
Nobody was trying to. No. Nobody was trying
to. Early this season, it was happening.
No. What I said was Caicedo is the best six in the league. That's what I said. The best six, I'll say Caicedo. But if you tell me you're all round midfielder, I would take Rice, obviously. Like,
Sam is supposed to be here.
It was Sam that was saying that.
Anyway. I think Chelsea 9 times out of 10 was like winning that game. I think they created a bucket load of chances. I don't know how they deal. But I'm happy whenever my haters don't get points. So at least
it's on. It's not you. It's not the find it by force. When Pep did for me. Pep,
no, that's not
the enemy, my friend. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I'm not hitting on you.
Okay, Alpha. I know Pep just joined us.
Today I just came to rant about Arsenal, so you know. I don't have too much talk to say about Chelsea at this point. Chelsea bought that game. I was impressed. It seems like Palmer, honestly, that guy is just going crazy. Like, coming back from injury and doing everything that he's doing, man, I gotta give him his props, man. That guy is going crazy. And you can tell, like, how he has transformed that Chelsea team. Like, him just being back from injury. And I don't even know why, like, for the longest, I don't know, I guess before they sacked Maresca, I was always saying, like, why does he keep forcing that Palmer and that right wing? Like, but play Palmer as a 10. You have Estevao that is here. That boy looks promising on the right wing. Play Estevao on the right wing, play Palmer as a 10, and, you know, have Joao Pedro be combining with Palmer. And if that's not rocket science, we can all see that's
Neto
where...
Neto needs to be on the bench.
Anywhere that Neto wants to be, he can be on that left wing for all I care. But, like, you know, but you can see the impacts that Palmer makes when he's, like, in that center of the play. And, you know, the first assist that he gave to Joao Pedro. And, you know, even the game before that, like, scoring a hat-trick just off of an injury, like, that is crazy work, man. Granted, it was penalties, you know, but kudos to him still. And yeah, big ups to Chelsea. It seems like their new manager is figuring things out. So yeah, not much to say.
Big ups to us. But after the Burnley game, that's a real test for the guy, man. Because after Burnley, I'm playing Arsenal, I'm playing Newcastle, I'm playing Aston Villa, and Man City. Oh my God. So that's anyway, I think after that Burnley game next week is the real test for the guy. If it's actually the guy, if it's actually that guy. We'll have to find out and see, because I know
still playing Chelsea. Oh my God. See dropping points. Oh god, this bottle will be phenomenal.
What do you say?
I said this Arsenal bottle will be phenomenal.
I feel like you know what I feel, Daniel. I feel like everybody will drop points, and after I'll see bottle the league.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like literally, everything is in our hands, and we're literally going to give it to Man City. That's what's going to happen.
When we win this league, I'll remind all of you.
I really hope I'm wrong, for real.
I remind all of you.
Okay, you have to rant, please.
The beauty of this podcast is you tend to see everyone's individual character come out, but no matter how. You cannot like this hopeless positivity guy like, oh, but forget that thing, but I'll still survive.
I will survive. See, let me tell you something. Don't worry. I'll prophesy Arsenal will win this league. I'm not even kidding. I know we will win it.
See, whether or not, like, the league is for us to lose at this point, you know. Being 6 points clear is just very...
We're 4 points now, bro.
No, four points clear. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. <It's> now...
This Opium is crazy, bro.
And it's going down, and, you know, you can see the fear in these boys' eyes, like, when they are playing. It's like they are not even playing. I don't even know what they are playing to do at this point. If it's that they are just playing to draw or whatnot. But
I think this kid, like they say in Ghana, is it Ghana? The pressure is getting worse.
Don't even know what pressure it is. That's the thing for me, because it's like you are 6 points clear, you still have City to play.
We're 4 points now.
They were right. Okay. So it's like, why were you playing that Brentford game as if you were playing for a draw? Like, why were we playing that way? The urgency in the first 10, even 30 minutes, I didn't see any clear-cut chances, and, you know, we're just passing the ball and just dilly-dallying. I don't even know what was going on. And I get the fact that, you know, people are saying, oh, City will drop points, so, you know, it's not the end of the world drawing to Brentford. But what I'm saying is, City is objectively looking like they're on the uptrend. They are getting better. However, on Arsenal, it's the reverse. It's like we're getting worse.
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't get it. And honestly, at this point, it looks like we're just like one or two injuries from a crisis. Like, I'm not even going to cap, because all that is left now is for, you know,
Rice.
A Saliba to get injured, or a Rice to get injured, or even Chelsea's Remendi to get injured. Yeah. And I can't even see any other thing coming out of that team, because it's like, it just, even the goal we scored today, we scored the mad wicket header. I was like, wow, of all places.
That goal, it was once, we had one shot on target.
Thank God. So it's one like, shot. It's just so sad watching this team play like this, and they are playing with fear when they have this much leverage. What?
That must be a chance. Was that on target?
Which man? The one where he shuts down the keeper?
Yeah.
I mean, on target or not? I don't care about on target, bro. This is on target shot, XG, all these things. Bro, just win the game. Even if, like, we've not been playing pretty football all this while. And, you know, we're still getting the win. So it's like, I don't care. Get the 3 points. But now where it's like, we actually need to win games. A draw is not going to do it. And these boys just seem like they are still playing for a draw. Now we are one draw away from actual panic. Just one draw away. Because once we draw one game, the gap between us and City becomes 2 points, and we still have to play City, going to Etihad to go and face City, and we still have this number of games. You know, it's just, it's all up in Arteta's hands at this point. So, I don't even know.
I don't think I play for a draw. Towards the end of the game, the way they were, I saw Arteta, like, telling it to go forward, so I clearly have played not play for a draw. Maybe they are just scared, because
That's what I'm saying. If we are scared at this point of the season, if you are scared like going into Brentford game, and you know, if you won that game, we have been 6 points clear, you are clear, and you are scared at that point. I don't know what it will be if we have one more draw and the gap is head to head against City, and we have to go and play City. What will not be in that point? We'll be shitting our pants. Like, I don't like this energy that I'm getting from the team, and. Yeah, it's just very sad to see. It's very sad to see. Even like from the Manchester United game, from the game before that where we drew, from even
yeah,
the game
to Nottingham,
drew to Nottingham Forest, lost to Manchester United, drew to Brentford now. Next week here we'll play Wolves, then after that we need to play Chelsea, we need to play Tottenham.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like these games, they're not gonna get easier. Right, and we still have to face City. And my, you know, my saving grace of the Hail Mary I was hoping for was, you know, even that City game, even if we go to City to Etihad and we choose to draw, lose, I don't want that game to be a deciding factor. But now it's looking like that game will be a deciding factor, and I don't even know if these boys will be able to withstand the pressure of going to Etihad and having like it being a must win at that point for us to win the season. I don't know how it's gonna go.
That's what pisses me off, because like it's like we keep saying we didn't lose today, we didn't lose today, we could have lost today, bro. Like all these points that we're dropping against all these small teams, they're going to add up when we play the bigger teams. Like Man City going to the Etihad alone is like we already know how that one goes. Like normally. So like all these things that we're saying, we should have. Etihad, bro. We already played in Emirates that we managed to draw.
We didn't manage to draw. See, we should have gone more for that game.
We should have gone more for other games too. That's the same thing we're saying.
Yeah, I City were packing the bus.
Yo, Daniel, relax. Out of 10, what's your confidence after in the league? Pick a number.
At this point in time, winning the league, I'll give it a smooth 7 at this point.
Seven. Daniel.
Yeah, I'm still slightly optimistic, but
I don't want to ask you, because if I ask Papa, I didn't even talk 11 like this. I don't trust Papa.
No, I'm 7 over 10.
Is Daniel there?
Yeah.
Yo, out of 10, man, pick a number.
6.
What's your confidence
in winning? 6 to Arsenal. 6.
That's disappointing.
Arsenal is disappointing. Yes.
No, I think you said 2. I said 7 over 10. How you say 6 over 10?
Because it's like we are very close to be 50-50 chance. We still have it in our favor. That's what I'm saying. Like, but the way I know my team, they have never proved me wrong.
Like, we still have it in the favor. Like, we are still in the league, clearly. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's the end of the world. Even if we lose to City, you know, granted, it will still be a 1 point difference. But anything after this game, any other, whether it's a draw, whether it's a loss, whether it's anything that comes before that City game, man, my optimism is going below a 5 at that point. I don't even care. Right now, it's just because even if we lose to City, we still have a 1 point difference there. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to power that through to the season. But,
you know, funny enough, yeah, man, I don't see Arsenal beating Chelsea.
Daniel, just talk on over 10. I know I talk 6. 6 no feel me happy.
Now that I'm even thinking about it, I would say 50-50. Is it 5? Is it 5?
I feel like your next game
because if we would have won this game, then I would have been like, okay, we're slow. What'd you say?
I feel like your next game is against Wolves, so that's a good 3 points over there for you guys now to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm talking about Wolves. I'm talking about after that.
Is this Spurs or Wolves?
No, it's Wolves first, then Spurs.
We play Wolves first, then Spurs, then Chelsea.
Okay. But that manager bounced.
And then
Spurs,
bro.
Anyway, bro.
Spurs are so weird. They can
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Not a good team. Let's go.
And it's derby. Like, bro. And then they are in a relegation. They are almost in a relegation battle. Like, bro, come on. Like, this is getting worse and worse.
It won't be an easy game, but I will still be surprised if we lose that game to Spurs. Yeah,
just like I'm surprised.
You might actually go there.
We'll drop, bro.
Against Spurs.
Yes. We're talking about win. We have to win all our games. Like, you need to understand. We have to win. Win. Win.
You know, going to Spurs to lose. Drawing is a loss to me.
They lost. Like,
like,
my nigga.
So it's win or lose. There's no in between. Like,
but, did I think about that?
No, You know, I'm low key. I don't know who I'm more worried about more, Wolves or even Spurs, because I know Wolves are going to come there and pack trailer, kind of like Nottingham Forest did. All these relegation teams are not easy at all like this right now. But I'm pretty confident that Spurs will might come out and try to do something. So low key, that Wolves match is giving me scenes of the one at Emirates, where they are definitely coming there to scrap.
If you are scared of Wolves, what are we gonna say about Chelsea? It's Chelsea that I'm scared of, because once that game against Chelsea, just best believe is going to be a do or die.
I said this last time after that Nottingham Forest. Every game we play from then on to end of the season, everybody's coming to be physical with us now and to fight and to scrap. Every single team, no matter.
So it should not be, oh, we didn't play well, we played badly. We like, should go
that's
into
what, that's
every
what
game
I'm saying.
With the understanding that we need to win. And
so
every
we should
game.
Win. But I'm just saying, I mean, me and me say that's not win. I'll be honest with you. Is from a fan point of view. But objectively, I would say 70-30. I still think it's in our favor. I still think out of all the teams in the league, given from everything I've seen, I still think we can still win it. We'll probably still win it. But as a fan, of course, I want us to win. I think we'll win. I'm just hoping.
Bro, anyway, why not? And City's... I want you to forget every other team in the league.
Okay.
I want you to think about
City.
I cannot forget every other team in the league. If I'm being objective, I cannot, because City will still play match too. So it's important to think, to factor them in. If I'm making my prediction. But I want us to talk about Tottenham. What kind of manager do you guys think Tottenham actually need at this point? Because they've tried everything. And at this point, they've turned into a relegation team year in, year out, last season and this season. From Thomas Frank to Conte to Mourinho. Like, they've tried all types of managers and nothing seems to work for them. And I feel like we should forget Spurs being a big team at this point. I don't think they should be considered a big team.
It's the curse of the Tottenham. It's the curse of the Tottenham.
What do you say?
It's the curse of the Tottenham.
AKG, what do you say?
I mean, just like Daniel said, and I like the banter.
Harry Kane.
They need the Hurricane back, bro. It's Hurricane that used to save them back in the day. You know, I don't think Spurs has really like gelled after they lost that their set of players of Son and Hurricane. It just seemed like it's been downhill since. And even the guys that they signed, like those signings, to be fair, they are pretty good signings. But I just think like they lack, I don't know if it's like that discipline, or maybe they lack like a figure, like a man to step up and be like the main man in Spurs, because it doesn't seem like they have that identity anymore. All of the guys that they've brought in, Kolo Muani, they are just random. I don't even know. They don't seem like they have that English Spurs DNA that, oh, you know, we're a big team. It just seems like a bunch of like new guys that they are trying to develop still. So, yeah.
I
was just going to say
that. Like,
yeah, I was talking. I'm saying, in the history of Tottenham, though, like they've always had like one like really good player, like someone that is always giving them that cutting edge. Like, even if you think about like the times of like Bale, Modric, all these guys, they always had like that, you know, that next level player. But in this team right now, they don't have. Once Harry Kane left, they've never been able to replace him. They've never gotten any player that is like that next level. And then, you know, Son dip last season. Son was like on the downhill already. So I feel like what they needed to do was keep someone like Harry Kane and add like better players rather than selling Harry Kane, and that really like fucked them up.
Like I said, I feel like
Angie himself. Yeah, like, you guys watched what he said at the overlap podcast with Gary Neville, Roy Keane, and Ian Wright, and Angie actually said everything there about Tottenham. They are not a big club. That's just it. You know, over at the club over there, they put on their dare to do. They don't dare anything. You understand? Like you guys just said it out. You lost Harry Kane. You lost Son. Key players. Who do you guys replace them with? You understand? Yes, Madison got injured. Yes, Kudus got injured. It's not firing, but that's why you have Denai Transfer. The kind of signings they make, you just know that these guys are not ambitious at all. I think that's the word. They're not ambitious at all, man. Like, with the signings they make, with what they do on the pitch, you just feel like it's just a business club. Just make money off the pitch, use the stadium for tours, use the stadium for shows, and then, you know, let's see how we can just make revenue and just keep it pushing. But when it comes to football winning trophies, I feel for their fans, man. Apart from that Europa League that Angie won for them, it's just giving. There's no ambition in that club. You understand? Like, I'm not, yes, sacking Thomas Frank, but like you just said, who do you want to bring in now? At this point in time,
De Zerbi,
but it's just that what would De Zerbi do with this crop of players? Like, it's not, and it's not like De Zerbi that's very, very, very passionate about football. He's going to have a backlash with the board, because Angie said when they won the after the first season, he told them he wants Semenyo. He wants he caught all that proven Premier League players. How many did they give him? They gave him Solanke and two youth players. That's all they gave him. You understand? Like, it's just a matter of ambition, man. And no club can survive in the Premier League if you don't improve your squad. You can't. It's not possible. If you don't improve your squad in the EPL, you will pay for it. You understand? So it's a sports thing, man. That's all I could say.
I mean, so are we gonna just act like Javi Simmons, and what's his name again? This striker they signed from PSG are not players.
I mean, you have a very, very good point there, but I'm like, again, you ask yourself, what is really the message that has been, you know, sent to these players? That's the real, because it's funny that. Richarlison himself, after the podcast dropped today, when Angie was talking about the club, he posted it. That's a message right there, because it's not even about signing Kolomoane and Javi Simmons, but it's just quality, man. I'm not saying they're not good players, but I don't know how to break it down. You know, for what they're trying to achieve, I think the real question is, what are they trying to achieve?
Wait, did Chelsea not want to sign Javi Simmons? I saw Chelsea fans clamoring for Javi Simmons on Twitter.
Chelsea wanted to sign Javi Simmons, not Chelsea fans clamoring. Those are two different things, bro.
I know. I saw some people tell me that
Javi wanted to sign him, not Chelsea fans clamoring. Please. I know we clamored for.
Okay. Chelsea.
But if
Chelsea board wants to sign.
Let's not try to single out a player, man. The fact is just this.
Okay.
The ambition of the board is just highly questionable, because we don't even know what they achieve.
Starting from outside, they start the season. Kudus, Kolomani, Javi Simmons. Let's just
and then Madison got injured. Madison got injured.
Yeah, but on paper, those look like three quality players, and a lot of their fans were happy about it. They were thinking that Javi Simmons better than Eze. They have one of the best new tests in the league. They were happy. Kudus is basically was carrying West Ham at the time. Like that's some a signing even Arsenal fans wanted too. So I mean, I agree
that for the fact that but now you've seen that as of December, January, it's not working. Something is wrong somewhere. And then you go to bring in Conor Gallagher for what? It's ambition, bro. It's I mean, I get what you're saying. You started well, but then you see that Omo, this thing's not working. Our best creative midfielder, Madison, got I think he has an ACL, so he's done for the season. Kudus also got injured, right? I mean, even before he got injured, his form was dropping, then he got injured. So your two creative players got injured. Javi Simmons, he hasn't gelled yet. A serious club. You go on that January market and do something. Even if it's one or two, a serious club will do that. Look at the amount of that promising winger, Odobe,
Kulusevski too is injured. They've just been unfortunate this season.
For the past two seasons, not just this last season, they had a ridiculous amount of injuries as well. And they've had a ridiculous amount of injuries. That deserves looking into, because back-to-back seasons where you're leading the charge for injury does not look good at all.
They fire the medical staff then. I mean, they'll do something.
You guys have relegated.
No, football is so big nowadays that every department counts, bro. I'm being for real. Was it Conte? Conte changed the staff when he came to Chelsea. The canteen staff changed the menu. It sounds so funny, but it's for real, because it's football science. What my players are eating. Every department counts. If the medical staff are doing a good job, it's about the team.
It's about getting an edge everywhere counts. When Wenger came to the Premier League, he incorporated football, like food science and everything into the league. And after that, it spread throughout the entire league. But what I was going to say, Sean, is that
five years ago, where clubs appointing set piece coach. 5 years ago, where clubs appointing set piece.
I feel like they were, and it wasn't just popular.
It wasn't popular.
I think it was because...
Bro, right now, set-piece coaches are among your coaching staff. Maybe back then, it was set-piece coaches being the training from there. They only come to the club, but now your set-piece coach is among your coaching staff.
Fun fact. Fun fact. Brentford's manager that we drew today, he was their set-piece coach last season.
Yeah, okay.
Can I say something? Shout out to Brentford, actually.
Shout out Brentford, dude. They played really well. Their striker is crazy.
A long time. They've been improving. At this point, I don't even think it's very hard for me to give credit to their manager or even their players, because the amount of changes they keep experiencing every season, but they always keep getting better. Is just insane.
Yep.
Like the people running that club must be doing something wild, because this Thomas Frank, no managerial experience, became the manager. Baba became literally the magician.
Thomas Frank was the assistant manager for Brentford, before he became manager.
I think to Dean something. Yeah, but he had no experience before that.
He had no managerial experience. He was an assistant manager.
To Dean Smith, who was also the manager.
Yeah,
and this current manager right now is no experience. Set piece coach is now doing an unbelievable job. For their managers, their strikers, they just keep, it's like just an unbelievable like talent factory, both for players and managers. I don't understand what's going on there.
That's why they went to sign our boy now, Benjamin Frederick. Now they saw talents there now.
They are crazy. Crazy, man. They keep doing better every season, like improving. But anyway, I was going to say, bro, they've sacked Thomas Frank. They've sacked Sean Dyche. Honestly, who are you guys top prospects for relegation this season? I mean, Wolves is easy. Wolves are
top, what would you say again?
Going for sure. Your top contenders for relegation at this point, besides Wolves and maybe
Wolves Burnley, and Burnley now. But West Ham, I think they are going to come out of that relegation, bro. Because they are really been having a very serious challenge.
It sounds so funny.
After the transfer window they had. They had a good transfer window.
I think AK won't say Tottenham is his option.
It sounds so funny, but what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, it does. But I can see it through, man. I can see, bro.
No, you what I've seen so far. I won't lie to you, man. What I've seen so far, man. I think football will just have to punish this guy, that Nottingham Forest guy. Just punish him.
Yeah. Nottingham Forest is my...
No, I really want football to punish that guy, for real. Yes.
I think he's betting with his fellow billionaire friends. Like, hey, I'm a bit of a first to this guy. Now you can't do it. $1 million. I think that does something like fun, like a betting spree. Because this is an abuse of football. And I said to my, I'm gonna release a video after this. And I was like, you cannot be more passionate about football than Roman Abramovich. You can never be. You can never ever be. So stop this emotion caricature of a joke you're trying to do, man. Because it's
man,
like
a dictatorship at this point.
Obviously, it's his team, but my thing is, it's killing football, though. Because think about it.
Yeah, it is.
These players are also after under three managers, bro. The fourth one is coming now. Another idea. In less than how many weeks to the end of Premier League? It's not up to 10, 12 weeks, and we're done with the Premier League. Let's see.
Wait,
let's
but see what happens. How many managers on this guy,
Nottingham Forest.
Wait, why did he fire?
What you say, AK? Oh, Sean Dyche. I mean, they are trending towards relegation now.
Yeah, but bro, I feel like he was.
Apparently, the past is it 4-5 games were not that bad. They had 2 draws, 1-1, and then lost 1 and drew 1. You understand? And they drew to Wolves. So I think that drawing to Wolves was like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, drawing to Wolves is...
Oh, understand, but are you like, serious?
Yeah. But if you look at the game, Nottingham Forest had much, I think over 10 or 15 shots, and then I think 5 or 6 shots on target. So it's not that they're like, they played bad. They played well to win. They didn't just win. That's football for you, bro. Mm. It's football for you. If there's any manager that's happy or can play relegation football, it's Sean Dyche. He knows how to play relegation football very well.
I swear, that guy,
he's used to it.
That guy is the best person for the job.
I mean, but they're like, fighting now. I think they have
out, and then you want to bring the same Victor Pereira that took Wolves to relegation. The same Victor Pereira that couldn't coach Wolves, that Wolves sacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're gonna see, bro.
I mean, I think he sacked. They've had 4 managers, but they sacked 3 sacks this season.
Oh, sorry. I think he almost took position, if I'm correct. I think he almost did.
Eh? Oh, Jem, yes.
I think the Pereira guy. I mean, he had a bad season at Wolves, though. He didn't do well at Wolves. The Victor Pereira guy. I think it was sacked early. Is it earlier this season he was sacked? Mm-hmm. I think it was not that put them. No, it wasn't him. It was last season. I think it was sacked last season. It was sacked last season because it was almost taken to relegation. Then they brought in this guy. This guy that is coaching Strasbourg now. This English guy that's coaching Strasbourg. So he held them down for last season. And this season, they fired this guy that's coaching Strasbourg now. But the point is, Pereira had a bad season with Wolves last season. He does not have a good record. That's in summary of what I'm trying to say. And that's the guy that...
Hopefully, they fire him so they can beat the record. Hopefully, they fire him one more time so they can catch Southampton's 22-23 record. I think Southampton has the record for like managers fired in the season, which is 4. So if they fire him,
I think he has a record now. I think the guy has a record.
Nottingham Forest?
Yeah.
No. I think Southampton fired 4. 2023. I have to verify, Sha, I beg. Oh. But if they fire one more, they will do 4. So he might want to, who knows? But anyway, I think that's almost all for today. But yeah, we've
how about United
talk about and game of the Manchester United game. For those guys,
they got our Bobby. The,
honestly,
yeah,
I can't really.
Guy now, get out.
Yeah, I can't really. That guy just wants attention because if I'm being honest, I don't like Man U. But I'll be honest with you. Man U actually played decently. I think this has been their worst performance in the Carrick era. But their response to going behind second half.
Carrick era is crazy.
I think they deserve to. Yeah, the Carrick era. This is probably the worst performance. I would say it's not. It wasn't too bad because I think West Ham did a very, very good job in setting up to play them and, you know, hitting them on the counter. But then when they considered Man United trying all they could, taking risks to try and score, and eventually Sesko scored. That's really it. But West Ham had enough.
Sesko's finish was deadly, man.
It was deadly. Yeah. West Ham got a lot of chances second half to kill off that game, but those chances were because of how much Man you are throwing their players forward. So they kept getting caught on the counter. But Adama Traore, God forbid.
Trash.
See, some people were, I don't know. He couldn't finish. Like this one, it was way worse than Martinelli's own. He's someone that whenever I see him get ready to shoot, I don't even think he's going to enter. Like, no matter, even if it's empty post, even that Palma chance that he missed, if it was a double, I wouldn't be surprised. they could have killed up that game.
I feel like that United game, the build up, the game, the after the game was all about that guy, that United. United strand hair guy, man. Like, it was all about him. Like,
he's no more relevant.
Yeah, I feel like the pressure just got to the players, man. Because it was so bad. Even at the press conference, they were asking Carrick about it, and Carrick said it's his son that or his kids that show him about the guy and everything. You understand? I mean, it's crazy, man. Does this guy really love United? That's question mark for him and United fans to ask and answer. You understand?
But wait.
Do you really think the players are thinking about the guy with his haircut in the
match? Oh yeah. Yes. Oh hell yeah. You guys have burner accounts, bro.
I just think the English press made a very big deal.
You guys have burner accounts.
Yeah. What did you say, Daniel?
I said I think the English press made a big deal about it.
Yeah,
I'm like, a big deal about it, dude. But these are professionals, though. I would not expect them to be caring about.
Yeah, these guys are talking about guy just because, bro, of, in for Carrick game. To tell you, Carrick literally said his kids they bring it and shoot him every day. Like,
I can't
make
sense, bro.
I couldn't hear. I didn't hear what you said, dude.
Can you hear me?
Your mouth is moving, but I can't hear the words.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
No, yeah. I said Carrick said his kids actually, they bring the stuff to him. Like, they show the guys videos to him and everything. So yeah. I'm like, these players have burner account. They see these things, man. The social media. They see everything. All the banter, all the jokes. They see all the stuff.
Oh, man.
They really do. It's just that when they come out, they're professional. You understand, but outside of all this, they see all this, and I feel like it probably got to them. I feel like it got to them. That's what I feel, though, because they didn't play bad. They played well. They actually played well, but it's just I don't know, man.
Maybe, I think West Ham did a good defensive job.
I mean, with this game, the real question is with this game I've seen now, and then the other games that come in. I think that I just trying to tell us that is Carrick really the man for the job?
No, but if you gave Carrick this four wins, one draw before he took the job, I think he would have beat your hand. If that was the record.
Yeah.
100%. Four wins, four wins, one draw. That's title chasing form. No, that's not form right now.
They are
current form.
You've won the title form. True that.
Like, for real. So that's still not bad for him. If he keeps going this way, he might get the job. Who knows? But for Man U, I don't know. Okay, one thing they can do, I'll suggest for Man U, Sha, even if he doesn't get the job. Okay, before he gives the job, look at how well he's done. Look at why he's had this effect on the United players. Look at the system they're playing. Maybe find a manager who does the exact same thing, similar style of management, but with which way more experience. Like someone like Carrick, but with way more experience than Carrick and way more winning pedigree. If you can't find someone like that, then give the job to Carrick. Simple. I don't think it has to be an automatic if he does an incredible job giving the job.
Because what if will Carrick be willing enough to be like a second assistant coach?
It doesn't have to be. If you find someone like Enrique saying he wants a job, if he doesn't want to be his assistant, find another job now. But anyway, I don't care about United. I know anything they want to do. See, I don't think we need to spend too much time on City's game. City won 3-0. Second half, they kind of were flat again. I'm not really sure what happens in the second half. But Fulham, I don't understand what Fulham did in that game. They did not even show up for the first half, second half. Like, the first half, City completely more than. Second half, neither of the two teams came out to play. I fell asleep three times watching that second half. I don't know. Mbeumo has been a great signing.
Haaland was Semenyo.
Huh?
He said Mbeumo.
I said Mbeumo, sorry, Semenyo. Semenyo has been a great signing. See, but to me, the best player in that game was Gehi. Gehi was a rock in defense.
I didn't watch that game. Bro,
Gehi was immaculate. But he was everywhere, man. You know, the guy didn't even allow Chukwueze to drink water and drop cup. It was crazy good.
Look at Arsenal fans. Watching Man City game. Look at Arsenal fans. Look at Daniel. They're everywhere, man.
I have to watch. You see, you have to pay close attention to your haters, your enemies. You have to pay close attention to your enemies. I don't follow Liverpool that much anymore because of this. But City games, I'm gonna watch it, man. I need to.
That's what I'm sad for.
I cannot watch them. Yeah. Anyway, was a fun pod, guys. Do you guys have any hot takes or any closing statements?
All you got is trash.
I do.
Ateta reflects. Ateta making Odegaard captain shows how weak he is. And that shows me that he's not ready to take us to the next level. And even if we win this league, by God's grace, if we fucks up next season, you can get fuck out. Thank you. Up Arsenal.
This guy, I know what I can
drop. My drop. You can ban us for this thing, are you?
What about you, UK? I swear.
Nah,
you didn't mind this episode, is Daniel's fault.
Nah, bro.
I just say
how real it is, man. I just say how real it is, you know? Actually, let me actually say it again. For real. If Ateta, I can wait. Alright, boom. This is what I was saying. I'm saying that boom. Yeah. If Ateta can make Odegaard captain and Odegaard shows every single week how weak he is, that's weak with an A, not weak with an E, because he's weak like 7 days. If Odegaard can show how weak he is every single week, then that shows how weak-minded Ateta is as a manager. So, therefore, hopefully, inshallah, Arsenal wins this Premier League this season, but next season, if he as much as draws 2 games in the opening five games, then Ateta out. Boom. Thank you. He can get the fuck out of my team.
My job.
But yeah, I had to see that on camera because I need you guys to understand this is serious. Like, so please mark today. What's today's date?
2/12.
Mark today so that we can come back to this video at the end of this league. We'll come back. We'll be celebrating. We never know. Or would I be playing FIFA on my career mood and say Arsenal will win? Yeah, we'll see.
Yaki, what about you?
The worst person to chase you is Pep, man. 4 points is 4 points is just 2 games. And you're playing Pep, you're playing Chelsea, and you're still gonna play Spurs with a new manager bounce. This was a huge point that you guys let's go, man. And if we're all students of the league, we know that this is a point that's will come and haunt later on in the season. So 4 points, Pep is chasing you. Let's see. It's been a good season ending. Let's see.
Yeah, man. And hopefully Chelsea can make it to Champions League spots.
And don't piss me off. I can just like, you know, epic guys. Let's go. Every time I bought it,
okay then.
All right. Be careful now. Be humble now. Be humble, eh?
My God, man. See,
you know, you haven't won it before, eh? Be humble, eh?
The league is not over. These are your.
Bro, you should be ashamed, bro. 20 years, no league title. We carry that team.
I don't give a fuck for this season.
Why are we like this? Me, I've said it, Shai. If Arsenal are not winning league this season, I still go Arsenal.
Before I call for AK, I'm calling for Daniel. We'll revoke your Arsenal badge.
I swear, if we don't win, one lie. If I see you with that today, I will take it and tear it. I'll burn it. One lie. If I see you with that, let us just not win this league first.
I feel like the beauty of this podcast was the beginning of the pod when you guys are going back and forth. I think that's all we need to blow for this podcast, man. But anyway, guys.
Because, bro, Chidalo is so loser now. Guys, listen.
Bro,
listen.
I love you guys.
Five aside, he's the loser now. He's the loser now. Tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. God.
Bro. See, you guys keep watching and keep tuning in. We love you guys. Peace.